Santana from 1969, from their debut album entitled Santana. And we heard The Soul Sacrifice, extraordinary, very well known after it was played at Woodstock in 1969 and chronicled in the movie and soundtrack. A great, great song from a group that really started the fusion kind of thing, and that they fused the progressive rock that was going on at the time with a Latin sound to form that really unique sound that is Santana. And I think Santana was best in its early years. We're going to do kind of a progressive rock, jazz rock fusion kind of show from back in the 70s. And I played that because Claire, my wife Claire, stumbled across that while checking out some YouTubes, and kind of got us going in that direction and thinking about the great music from back in the 70s. So if you're from that era, you're going to enjoy today's show. We're going to continue on with another progressive rock funk classic from a group I think that's kind of associated with Santana, and that they both had that West Coast sound. This is Tower of Power.
Plan. Well, get ready for the end. right, time to get on up and take it down.
Thank you.
Larry Coryell from his album Barefoot Boy. And we heard The Great Escape. And that one goes back to 1971, one of Larry Coryell's earliest albums. And a great one as he fused that rock sound, that funk and rock, along with his great jazz chops. Larry Coryell on guitar, Steve Marcus on saxophone, Larry Killian on congas, Roy Haynes, great jazz drummer, and Harry Wilkinson on percussion, and Mervyn Bronson on bass. And add to that Mike Mandel on piano. And we're doing kind of a jazz rock thing. We started out that set with Tower of Power, Soul Vaccination, from the album Soul Vaccination, T.O.P. Live. Tower of Power really bringing that funk and those great horn arrangements. Man, I don't know who's responsible for those horn arrangements, but those are the best you'll hear anywhere from Tower of Power. And then following that, we heard from Herbie Hancock, another funk classic, jazz rock funk classic, from the album Thrust. We heard Actual Proof. And that album was recorded back in 1974. And the personnel on that is Herbie Hancock's on Fender Rhodes and other electronic keyboards. Benny Maupin on soprano and tenor sax and bass clarinet. Paul Jackson playing that funky bass. Mike Clark, tremendous drummer, and Bill Summers on percussion. And then that followed up by Larry Coryell, as I have already mentioned. All right, time now is 5:35. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going back to the 70s with the best of jazz fusion and a little bit of classic rock thrown in. And we're going to hear one from Chick Corea's album From Return to Forever. We're going to hear Spain. The name of the album is Light as a Feather. Thank you. That's Joe Farrell. Great sound, great sax player on the soprano sax there. The title track from the album Moon Germs, recorded in 1973. And that has Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. What a great quartet that is from back in the fusion era, because that's what we're doing today. We're doing some fusion from the 1970s and a little bit of progressive rock thrown in the mix as well. We started out that set with what I think has become one of the great jazz classics, Spain by Chick Corea, from the album Light as a Feather. And that one was recorded in 1973 and certainly is one of the albums that turned me on to jazz music. I was a big progressive rock fan at the time. But it's really an extraordinary period, the 1970s. Just some great music being made, both in the rock world as well as jazz. Both genres really stretching out and trying to find different sounds and different rhythms and different instrumentation. And it was a great period. A lot of crossover being done at the time. And that's what we're listening to right now. As I said, Light as a Feather from 1973. And that has another great quintet. This one, Chick Corea on electric piano. Joe Farrell, who we heard in the previous track, on tenor saxophone. Stanley Clark on bass. Flora Porum on vocals and percussion. And her husband, Erto Moriera, on drums. Great album, Light as a Feather. Means a lot in my life. As one of those albums that kind of brought me and my wife together. Great album and great times, the 70s. We're going to continue on. We're going to bring in a little bit of progressive rock, some of the great rock that was going on at the time. And this is a extended instrumental piece from the group called War. And this is from another landmark album of the times. The album's called The World is a Ghetto. And we're going to hear City, Country, City.
Thank you.
time is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Weather Report, a great jazz fusion group of the 70s and beyond. We heard an album that was to become a fusion classic, Heavy Weather, and a track that has become a jazz standard as well in Birdland, the Joe Zawinul composition. From 1977, kind of late in the 70s, we heard from in that group, Joe Zawinul on a multitude of keyboards and piano. Wayne Shorter playing soprano saxophone and tenor as well. And Jaco Pastorius on electric bass, really laying it down. Alex Acuna on drums and Manolo Badrina on tambourine and percussion. A really fine album, as I said, a landmark album. And reading some notes here, I see that it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Not the group. I'm talking about the album, Heavy Weather. Didn't know that they did that on the Grammy Hall of Fame. Before that, we heard from War, great rock group. An album that came out in 1972 called The World is a Ghetto. And we heard a 13-minute long composition called City, Country, City. And that was just smoking. They kind of took you on a little journey there between a little bit of country twang going on and some heavy-duty funk soul in between. Great track. Let's see who's on that one. That's Howard Scott on guitar, B.B. Dickerson on bass, Lonnie Jordan on organ, and man, he did a great job on that. Harold Brown on drums, Papa D. Allen on congas, Charles Miller doing some great sax work on that, and Lee Oscar, of course, on harmonica. All right, time now is 6:17. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging this jazz rock fusion show we're doing today. I know I'm having a good time doing it. One of the most influential players in the jazz rock genre was John McLaughlin. Maybe after Miles Davis, maybe the man that kind of really took the fusion music to a different level and got a lot of attention and brought a lot of fans into the jazz world as well as he did me. We're going to hear a couple from John McLaughlin, both his electronic work with the Mahavishnu Orchestra and something from his solo albums as well. So let's start with Dawn from The Inner Mounting Flame.
We'll be right back.
Just heard two of the finest guitarists you'll ever hear. Last one being George Benson from his album from 1974. Bad Benson is the name of the album on CTI Records. We heard No Sooner Said Than Done. And I think that album kind of typifies the productions that were going on at CTI Records at the time. Very slick, well-recorded productions with some tasteful strings put in there as well. And that had its own kind of groove to it. It was mellow, but it had that great slow groove to it. No Sooner Said Than Done, George Benson. Before that, we heard two from John McLaughlin. Starting with Mahavishnu Orchestra, we heard Dawn from the Inner Mounting Flame, an album that kind of blew me away when I first heard it. I first heard that performed live in Syracuse, New York in 1971. And I'll have to say it was a life-altering event. That was a great album, Inner Mounting Flame. I don't think John McLaughlin ever topped that. He started out with a bang, and it's a great album. Inner Mounting Flame, that was from back in 1971, and that's the great Mahavishnu Orchestra, the original Mahavishnu Orchestra, featuring John McLaughlin on guitar, Rick Laird on bass, Billy Cobham on drums, Jan Hammer on keyboards, and Jerry Goodman just wailing away on violin. And after that, we heard from John McLaughlin playing solo. I think he overdubbed on that one. I think we heard two John McLaughlins going on. From the album My Goals Beyond, a beautiful, beautiful album. Side one has an Indian-influenced ensemble with some great players on it. And then side two is that solo acoustic guitar work that you heard there. We heard the track called Follow Your Heart. A great composition, one that Joe Farrell was to do a few years later. That's one of my favorites as well. But that one was My Goals from My Goals Beyond, John McLaughlin.